The government has taken a significant step to provide substantial relief to lower and middle-income sectors, proposing up to a 4% decrease in income tax across various slabs. Presenting the federal budget for the fiscal year 2025-26, Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb stated that the Prime Minister had consistently endeavored to lower taxes on salaried individuals. Keeping this objective in mind, we have proposed a decrease in income tax across all slabs, he said. This measure will not only ease the existing tax structure, but also strike a crucial balance between inflationary pressures and individuals' take-home pay by alleviating the tax burden. Under the new budget, individuals earning between 0.6 million rupees, 50,000 rupees monthly, and 1.2 million rupees per annum, 100,000 rupees monthly, are set to receive significant tax relief, as the government has lowered their tax rate from 5% to 1%. For those earning up to 100,000 rupees per month, the federal budget also proposes a reduction in the total tax amount from 30,000 rupees to 6,000 rupees. Similarly, individuals earning up to 2.2 million rupees per annum will see a 4% decrease in tax on their salaries, bringing the rate down from 15% to 11%. Some relief has also been extended to the higher income bracket. Individuals earning up to 3.2 million rupees will benefit from a 2% cut, reducing their tax rate from 25% to 23% for the upcoming fiscal year. Meanwhile, in a move to mitigate the brain drain phenomenon, which sees professional human resources facing the highest tax burden in the region, the government has proposed a 1% decrease in the surcharge applied to individuals earning more than 10 million rupees per annum. Earlier, it was revealed that the salaried class paid a staggering 331 billion rupees in income tax in the 8 months of the current fiscal, which is 1,350% more than the taxes paid by retailers, but still not enough for the government to seek relief from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for the marginalized segment. The total income tax contributions by the salaried people during the July to February period of this fiscal year were 120 billion rupees, or 56% higher than the 211 billion rupees collected during the same period of the last fiscal year. Last year, the salaried class paid 368 billion rupees in taxes. But despite this back-breaking burden on the salaried people, who pay taxes on their gross income without adjusting expenditures, the government did not take up the issue of lessening this burden with the IMF during the recently held talks.